name is Ian Robertson, and I'm the guy responsible for giving the talks for the next few Wednesday evenings in the Hillhead School. I was brought up in Morven Avenue, and I therefore know the locality of Alton Hill fairly well. I stayed in the area from I was born until I was nearly 20, when I moved my parents to Orchard Gardens. So I'm a local guy. My first school was actually the Hillhead Primary, in the days when Mr. Strachan was the headie and his wife was one of the teachers. Miss Bagley was the infant mistress, and the only male teacher was Mr. Hassan in room 11. That was the room with the balcony where they presented the cup on the sports day. Another teacher I remember was Mrs. McIlvaney. I also well remember the old coal furnace round the back of the school, and can see the Johnny yet as he threw shovelful after shovelful of coal into the furnace to ensure the classrooms were warm in the cold winter days. In the summer, I remember the stench of the curdled milk in the glass bottles stored in the crates just outside the main door. In these days, every child got their daily intake of the white stuff. It was always a great honour to be the milk monitor. For a number of years, I went round all the doors in the district collecting shoes for repair. Mr. Cree, the cobbler at the bottom of Morven Avenue, paid me so much for each pair I brought in. And of course, there were the tips that I received from the customers when I delivered the repaired shoes on a Friday evening. These were the good old days, and I have happy memories of my childhood in the Knockinlaw, Long Park, Alton Hill, and Onthank areas of Kilmarnock. My father was also a well-kent figure in the area, especially among the children, as he for many years conducted meetings for kids in the Alton Hill Community Centre. Choruses, quizzes, Bible stories and prizes. The Wains some nights packed the place. I remember one preacher who challenged the kids, offering them a prize if they brought a straight banana to the meeting the following week. Well, you can imagine the bananas that were produced the next night, all straightened and squashed and squidgy. Incidentally, it was just outside the community centre that I listened to another preacher one night. He was just passing through one summer's evening, and for some reason, he held a meeting for kids on a patch of grass in front of the centre. I had heard his message, the message of the gospel, the good news, many times before, but somehow that night it was different. It got home to me, and as I went home, the message went with me. I continued to think about what the man had said, and I realised that although I was young, I was a sinner, and as a sinner I was unfit for heaven and only fit for hell. I needed a saviour, someone who would forgive my sins and rescue me from the eternal consequences of them. I knew that God had provided his son, Jesus, to be the saviour, but how could I be saved? How could I know this forgiveness that the preachers spoke about? I was troubled and afraid to die, realising I was lost. I tossed and turned in my bed in the darkness of my room. What if the Lord Jesus was to come tonight, as the preachers had said that he would come someday? I would be left. I needed to get saved, to get right with God, and now. But how? Eventually, I went downstairs and spoke to my father. He came to my room and read the Bible to me. One particular verse he read was in John's Gospel, chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He read the verse a few times, eventually inserting my name into the verse. God so loved Ian Robertson, that if Ian Robertson believes in him, Ian Robertson should not perish, but Ian Robertson would have everlasting life. Suddenly, I saw the simplicity of the message. God, through the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary, had done all the work to provide salvation, and all I needed to do was believe, was to trust in Jesus. I got down on my knees at the side of my bed in number 41 Morven Avenue and simply confessed that I was a sinner, believing that Christ had died for my sin and asking him to be my saviour. That was the greatest day in my life. Indeed, it changed the course of my life completely. Eventually, at the age of 22, I married and left Kilmarnock for Galston and then on to Auchinleck via Trabach. I'm just an ordinary guy with an extraordinary saviour that I have tried to serve since the moment he saved me when I was just a wee boy at Hillhead School. I left employment nearly 20 years ago to give myself completely to the service of God. I have spent many years preaching the gospel, the good news concerning Jesus Christ, right throughout the whole of the United Kingdom and for some time in Romania and in the Republic of Moldova. 7 or so years ago, our lives changed when God laid it on our hearts to start working among drug addicts and alcoholics. 5 years ago, we opened a drop-in centre in Cumnock and a rehab in Auchinleck. My wife and I count it a privilege to serve the Lord in the way we do, ministering to the needs of some of the most vulnerable members of society. It's a hard work with many disappointments. It's always a joy when we see an individual trust Jesus Christ as their personal Saviour and experience his forgiveness, regardless of what they have done. And it's an even greater joy to see them go on to serve the Lord as well, their lives having been changed by God's power. A few months ago, when I was invited to participate in this series of talks to take place in the Hillhead School, I was delighted to accept. It gives me an opportunity to come back to my roots. I look forward to meeting many of the present residents of the locality at these meetings which are being held on the 4 Wednesday evenings of November. The meetings will be informal, and I trust they will be informative. Everyone is invited to attend. The leaflets that you have previously received have already highlighted the topics that we'll be discussing on the various evenings. They are topics that are so relevant and yet so important to every one of us. The first evening we will consider the question, is God real? Does he really exist? Or is God just a figment of man's imagination? Secondly, we will look at the Bible. Is it an old, irrelevant book, an old-fashioned relic? Or does it have a relevant message that we can trust and that can have an influence in our lives in the 21st century? On the third evening, our subject will be Jesus. Is he an ancient martyr, dying for a righteous cause, or is he a living saviour? Can Jesus do anything for me today, or is he just a historical figure who has no relevance in modern society? On the final evening, we will consider the subject of death. Is death the beginning or the end? Is it just the case of 6 feet under and that's the end? If it is, then let's just live as we like. But if it isn't, we'd better stop and consider where we're going. These are issues that I am sure you have at least given a little thought to at some point in your life. Maybe you're confused about these matters. Maybe you're looking for help in sorting out in your own mind what the true issues of life are and what the meaning of life is. Maybe right now you have problems that you can't cope with, issues that you can't resolve, burdens about real matters that you can't carry any longer. Please come along and listen to the messages we have to present. Come and meet other people like yourself who have wrestled and struggled with many of life's problems and who have derived great help and support through their personal faith in a living God and in his Son, Jesus Christ. Come and talk to us. My talks will be short. They will be illustrated by PowerPoint slides, and they will be understandable, I am sure, by everyone who attends. I'm not an intellectual who will be giving a lecture that few people can understand, but just an ordinary guy who will be speaking out of his own personal experience. Please come along with your friends and neighbours. All the details of the meetings, the times, the place and the subjects are all in the leaflets that you have previously received, as well as in the Kilmarnock Standard. I look forward to meeting you. And maybe you just happened to be in my class at Hillhead Primary School these many years ago. If so, it would be great to speak to you. I was born in 1954, so that should give you an idea of when I was there.